So let me set the scene. Peter sees Jesus walking on the water, and he literally takes a step of faith out of the boat. It wasn't just like he's saying yes to something that the Lord asked him to do, like we often do. Peter physically took a step out of the boat and stood on the water with Jesus. What happens to Peter next is what happens to us a lot of the time. In Matthew 14, 28 through 30, it says, "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and he began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." See, Peter was being held up by the Lord. But when things got scary and uncertain, Peter forgot who was holding him up in the first place. I think Peter probably thought in that moment that he just got in over his head. And he would have been right. But Peter was never the one holding himself up. It was never Peter's abilities. It was always Jesus. So when you say yes to God and step out in faith, it can feel exhilarating. But one thing is for certain, waves will come. They do. Remember, keep walking toward Jesus, because it was never you holding yourself up in the first place. It was always Him.